Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Happy Friday, my dears. I hope everyone is doing well. First Friday in the month of April, 2013. Congrats to everyone who came through the week. Hopefully not too scathed or pushed around. It was an interesting week. And quite earnestly, as I said it on the 1st of April, that it is going to be a very interesting month. So I want to kind of keep you all plugged in that way so you kind of navigate things a bit differently. Now, as we move into the weekend, as of tomorrow, we will be moving into new moon cycle, the end of tomorrow evening. So things will be very passionate and impassioned, and much of that passion, much of that emotion, much of that fire may find itself a bit unbridled. So I would exercise discretion. I would exercise caution. And if you do decide to play with fire or perhaps a backdraft, I would dress accordingly. Nonetheless, the new moon is a very powerful moon, very active moon. So if you are in a position or you are going to be moving forward with any number of projects, possibly moving forward with a new budding relationship or perhaps moving away from something, this is a very joyous time. The cumulative numerology for the day is a 9. And the number 9 is power, completion, and protection. So I want you to make your movements with a great degree of confidence, not arrogance. Move with timing, but do not be hastened. You understand? So it's just about navigating it at a very, very cool hum so that you don't find yourself overreacting or under-responding, whatever the case may be. Four words, just again, to give description to this new moon: significant, foundational, positive, and creative. So just kind of bear that in mind. The actual moon, again, as a reminder, is on the 10th of April. So all of next week and the two subsequent weeks will be very key in things that we are all doing as we still continue to build. In addition to that, April is a 4-month, and so it is a month of foundation. It is a month of mother. It is the month of many of those kinds of vibrations, renovation, construction, all of these vibrations. So if there are things like that in your world on a practical side or an emotional side, again, this new moon is cultivated to be of great assistance to you as you move through. Now, it is rainy and drizzly and probably about a 4 or 5 mile per hour wind here in downtown Lake Worth. Can't be any more than, I don't know, about 70. Let's see how right I am. I'm figuring that if I've got on a sweater, it can't be much warmer than, I don't know, 72, something like that, because it is quite chilly, even with the breeze. They were reporting that we were supposed to be close to 80 degrees today. I just don't, yeah. They're topping it out now at 75. I didn't perceive that it was much warmer than that. Certainly, the earth in this area is glad to see the rain fall, and certainly the plants and the grass and the leaves and such are very, very grateful. For those who are visiting us, they may not be so happy with it, but certainly it is allowing you to move through, which just kind of gives me a great segue to my next story. You all know how I feel about my food trucks, and you know that I often go out to Wellington. And, of course, I have to admit, I did not get nearly as many cupcakes at the CD release party from Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes as I would have liked. And so I had the radar up on Weather Underground. I'm tracking the storm last night. I tell my partner, okay, we have to go now. So we get out there. The rain is minimum. I did not, although my partner had told me, I didn't want to hear it. She had told me that there was a tornado watch. Clearly, that meant nothing to me when it came to the idea of me getting my cupcakes. We drove all the way out there, and there was a nice little board there that said event canceled. We were heartbroken. And then we headed back east and stopped and grabbed some dinner at Mamma Mia's Pizza. Couple of salads, a couple of slices, and then brought it on home. And it was all good. You know, now I'm jonesing. And I have a dear friend who may not be in town here for in the next week. And so I am just on a mission to get him some. He absolutely fell in love with them. And of course, I'm on my own personal mission. My partner is like, yeah, I hope she has the German chocolate. I mean, our mouths were salivating. My only point is that, you know, stuff happens. And there was a tornado watch. But clearly, a tornado watch is not enough to deter me from attempting to get my hands on a Dolce Gourmet cupcake. Ladies, no fear for my safety. It was only about getting to the cupcake. I have to get giggled. Can't get to them today because they're well down south in Dade County. So I am hoping that somewhere between tomorrow and Monday or Tuesday. Monday, I know where they're at. Monday, I'm pretty sure they're in Hollywood Circle. And that's still quite a drive for me. I'm hoping to find something a little bit further up this way. But I'm going to stay on it. And I know you all laugh. But trust me, if you're ever somewhere in the area and you find out that Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes is in the area, I'm going to tell you, you need to beat a pass to line up. And she's got some new things, you know, that are coming out. I saw something, and I'm afraid, I have to tell you, because I already have an issue. But I'm afraid, because now she has something called fried mini cupcakes. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. And she's got a fried bread pudding. No, it's just going to get out of control. You see, I'm salivating now. I need to drink some coffee. But I am so impressed with these women. I am so impressed with the community, the collective energy that they put into this beautiful business. And I continue to wish them grand success. And again, at the end of the week, so happy to know them and so happy to be able to celebrate them all the time. Because, you know, that's kind of the topic or the vibration of today's show. Power is community. And there was a reason that I put that up there. Because today we're going to celebrate all of the good things that I have heard that I want to share when people have come together to work collectively to achieve something. It is a beautiful, beautiful experience. It is even more beautiful and inspirational to be a part of it, no matter what it is. It is not about the size and the cataclysm of it. It is about the heart. It is about the collective effort. So that's what we're talking about today. And really, I've shared with you all over the last year that there were a couple of key moments in 2012 that set me on the path that I currently find myself on, and very happy to be here. And when we come back from break, I'm going to talk about a story that I did last year that has indeed been very inspirational and was indeed one of those key moments in placing me and me finding myself right here at this moment. But we'll bring that story to you. In two shakes, we're going to give out some love to our local businesses, and we'll be back in two shakes. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato, you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441, Boynton Beach, Florida 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website www.bedners.com. Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from Grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Cocoa tested and approved. Cocoa is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Cocoa and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at dogpacksnacks. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo2, for keeping the planet in mind. All right, folks. As I had said before we went to break, there were two moments, actually three very significant moments when I decided that the show Conversations with Cleo, as well as myself personally, were I was going to become far more participatory in celebrating small business, in reaching out to small business, in giving small business as much attention, if not more, than what big box and the government's definition of small business is. And that also extended, in my mind, to nonprofit organizations or organizations that don't get the same kind of press as some of the bigger box organizations do. You know, I wanted to participate and be helpful to an organization that I knew was going to directly give whatever we raised or whatever we contributed to the individuals who needed the help. It was not going to have to filter through the salaries of 20 executives and 20 mid-level executives, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing wrong with that if that's where you want to give your money. But it's not where Wagwan Entertainment and Conversations with Cleo or myself wanted to put our money with regard to nonprofit fundraising. And some years ago, I began just actually weeks after my Dundun died, after my mom crossed over. I began, there was a dear friend of mine who, you know, the art of the madness of the politrick and the bureaucracy, and they had shut down her evening events because her licensing wasn't correct. And we did a fundraiser. And in that fundraiser, in order to assist her in helping these fees, we put on a show. And musicians locally came out and performed. I emceed, and it was the first annual Dundun Award, or the Dundun Celebration Award. And I did that in celebration of my mommy, who's concept was and her commitment was that everyone sometime can use a little help. And it didn't mean that you needed it all the time. It was supposed to feel good. It was never supposed to feel shameful. It was supposed to be a celebration of people coming together. And so this year's Dundun celebration recipient is Passion for Paws. And probably within a month of these three key things happening to me, I read a story on Ava Rhodes, who founded Passion for Paws. And outside of Ava right now, everyone else is a volunteer. And this is a woman probably in her late 40s, and please forgive me, Ava, if you're slightly younger, who decided that she saw a need in her community and then decided that she was going to address that need. And what Ava does and what Passion for Paws does is it goes into the homes of the elderly, disabled, and the disabled individual, and will walk their dogs, will take their dogs or their cats to the vet, will pay the vet bills, and they hold food drives, as well as they work to have different dogs adopted, and also always in need of walkers as well as foster homes. And I thought, how amazing is that? A food drive. I never even thought about the needs that she was satisfying. I didn't realize, while I know how healing canine and feline family members can be for the human family member, I recognize how important they are to their existence. There is a love that they give is bar none. And so this woman saw this need and said, well, some of these people don't want to leave their homes and go to assisted living because they can't take their pets, but they certainly aren't in the position to be walking them every day. They certainly aren't financially in the position to be paying vet bills. Any of you out there with canine and feline family members know that a vet bill is pretty pricey sometimes, you understand? And this woman saw this need. And so, again, we have committed in 2013 to raise no less than $3,000 that will be actual hard cash that will go toward whichever way Passion for Paws deems it can spend the money to benefit all that it services. We also have committed for every event this year in 2013 that Wagwan Entertainment participates in or is in charge of. Each event will be a opportunity for our canine and feline food drive. At the CD release party last Saturday, all of my guests and those of you who listen are going to listen later, thank you, a thousand thank yous. As I sit and look at an enormous laundry basket full of cat food and dog food, I am so humbled. I am so grateful. I don't know, there has to be 60, possibly 60, maybe a little bit more cans of dog food and cat food there that Ava will have the opportunity and Passion for Paws will be picking up from us over the next few days to get it to the homes of the canines, felines, and their human family members. And let me tell you something, it feels wonderful. Again, I have friends, most of my friends love their canines and their felines, and they all have said, you know, Cleon, we never thought about a food drive for dogs and cats of those who cannot. And, you know, sometimes people may dismiss the importance of canines and felines, and any kind of pet for that matter. And, you know, it's chattel, it's not as important as this. Well, I don't know, you know, I doubt that you could convince anyone like myself or anyone who genuinely connects with the canines and the felines on this planet. To me, they are most significant. My canine brethren are some of the best friends that I have had the honor of knowing. I have been humbled by their loyalty, their affection, and their unconditional love. So it is not just something that I easily dismiss. And as I said, in watching Ava and in watching the gentleman from Gloucester, Ohio, and neither one of these individuals are in their 20s, and they saw a need, and they did something about it. They got it done. They made it happen. And for me, that was inspirational. It was uber inspirational. And I have to admit that these individuals are the individuals that we need to insert into the model. We certainly need to look at the sageness of their decisions and their actions, because they are very broad reaching. They are very inspirational, and clearly they work because they are making it happen. And that is pretty doggone exciting to my soul and to the many people that I know that I share these fabulous achievements with. You know, I genuinely believe that there is far more good news out there. It's just not being reported, and that's unfortunate, but I want to be right there at the front row. So now I also want to say, you all can head over to Passion for Pause and make a financial donation if you choose to. And it's www.passionforpause.org. And you can volunteer your time if you have time, if you'd like to foster. All of the information is there. They are currently undergoing a renovation to their website. So be patient, but everything seems to be still very easy to navigate. You can also like them on Facebook. You can also hit them up on Twitter. And I believe it's Passion4Pause on Twitter, at Passion4Pause, P-A-W-S. All the love. They are new to the Twitterverse, so by all means, please reach out and give them one giant embrace, because this is, again, a group of volunteers and a very, very courageous woman and a very thoughtful woman who have set this in motion to help community. And so I think that is pretty powerful, and I just wanted to celebrate that today. And also to encourage you all, if you are in the area and you want to hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo, or you can drop me an email at information at conversationswithcleo.net. Drop me a message here at BTR. Wherever I'm at, you can reach me. Let me know if you'd like to start your own food drive. You know, you don't need to go through me, but if that feels better, by all means, start your own food drive and then reach out. Drop an email to Ava, man. Hit her up on Twitter. Let her know that you're collecting food. I'm going to be stepping to any number of small businesses in the area. If they'll let me put a box in there and they will let me start to collect some dog food, I will even be doing it in the coming weeks with my private practice. Any of my clients that bring me a couple of cans of dog food, they will get a discount on their forthcoming reading. So we are all very, very excited about that. I want you to get inspired. I think it's amazing. If you think that you could actually use something like this in your community, in your area, then follow Ava's example. Be courageous like that. Step out there. It won't hurt. It'll feel better than anything you can even imagine. All right? So now we're going to take another quick pause for the cause, and I'm going to keep celebrating these wonderful stories, because it's a feel-good Friday, and I think that's what I'm going to call it. It's a feel-good Friday, and it's going to be an inspiring Friday. So we're going to go ahead and take another quick pause for the cause, and we'll be right back. Have a special event coming up, like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends? Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends our love. White Apron Catering. Elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985, in Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway, and tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. All right, my dears, we are back. Another interesting story, and I'm sure many of you around the country, but I don't know how many of you out there around the planet have been following this story, but it was happening here in South Florida, where FAU and Florida, I think Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton, since the beginning of February, the GEO group, which is a Boca Raton prison company. You say, well, Ms. Cleo, what the hell is a prison company? Well, many of you have watched this for probably, those of you my age have watched this for probably the last 25, 30 years. But prisons have been trading on the stock market and have been privatized for just about the last 3 decades. And they are full-on dress-it-up companies. However, GEO Group is this particular company, and they have been cited and have been known to treat their inmates very poorly, and some of you may not be sympathetic to that, but I would say to you, check yourself before you wreck yourself. And they have also treated their employees poorly. So it seems that they are indeed consistent. Originally, the GEO company had offered a $6 million donation, which they rescinded because the students of FAU protested vocally, lobbied without it turning into a riot, without it being about anything unruly. Individuals in the area, people, members of the community came out and were gobsmacked and absolutely upset, justifiably so, if you ask me. Why would you then let a prison, industrial prison private company put their name on a stadium at an institution of higher learning? There is something so friggin' contradictory about something like that. I can't even believe that they thought they would move forward. However, there is a connection. The current president, I believe, was of GEO Group, was formerly the chairman of the FAU Board of Trustees. And so he described this effort as a goodwill gesture. Window dressing is interesting, even if it doesn't fit. So what they have decided to do so that they don't look completely tacky, they have decided that in the coming year, they will give that $500,000 grant. However, they will not finish out the balance of the donation. Here's the thing. I'm confused. So we don't want to use the term purchase. Purchased the wall space on the stadium, because then that would no longer make it a donation. So we are calling it donation, but donation means that you give something to someone's in. So what do you call it when you take the majority of the donation back? Only partial Indian giver? Only partially tacky? Only partially rude? I'm not understanding where that's at. Here's the deal. Despite all of that, I give mad props I hold up my coffee cup to each and every student at FAU and to each and every individual in the community and local groups that came out, voiced your opinion, made your action, took your stand, and I congratulate you because I agree wholeheartedly. You had to be heard, and initially the hierarchy of the school was not listening, but they did not give up. They stayed consistent. They came together, and they effectuated achievement and a change and a significant change. And I love that. So I really, again, want to celebrate the students and the community members and the activists who were so key in making sure that GEO Group was not allowed to put their name on the stadium at FAU. So bravo once again. Also want to share a very interesting story, and I want you to understand that, you know, every story, even though it may have a very inspirational ending or middle, if you would, doesn't mean it always starts out pretty. Often that's probably the case. Doesn't always start out so pretty. But just over the last couple of days, a gentleman by the name of Lewis Taylor was released from prison after 40 years. He was arrested at age 16, convicted at age 18 as an adult, and given life in prison for the being accused of setting an arson fire at a hotel in the Tucson, Arizona area, and was kind of railroaded into admitting guilt, and then they gave him life. The blaze was set back in 1970 at the Pioneer Hotel, and still to date is one of the deadliest fires in Arizona history. Many guests were trapped in their rooms. Some jumped to their death, and others perished in the fire. Taylor, 16 at the time, was arrested that night. He says he was there helping people, and that he often used to be able to go and get free drinks and food from various parties at the hotel. Mr. Taylor is now 58 years old, and he is attempting to reinsert himself into the community that he has been gone from for 42 years. Mr. Taylor was convicted by an all-white jury, while clearly, if I did not mention, he is a 58-year-old black man. He did not, at his press conference, want to revel in the fact that it was probably a miscarriage of justice based on the fact that he was a black man. But clearly, in some statements, he says they singled me out. They targeted me, and all they said, it was the little colored boy. It was the little Negro boy. And before he could say anything else, he broke down in tears. Personally, I think that speaks volumes. Now, the case started to get review just about a decade ago, after reports by 60 Minutes raised questions about whether the fire was even arson, that the fire actually may have been something to do with faulty wiring, et cetera, or a situation within the hotel itself. The Arizona Justice Project, which works on behalf of inmates, believed that Mr. Taylor had been wrongly convicted and began reviewing the evidence. The group claimed the prosecutors committed misconduct at Taylor's original trial when they neglected to inform his defense that no accelerant, not one, zero, nil, nunca, nada. No accelerants were found at the scene. In addition, fire experts that the Arizona Justice Project hired to review the evidence could not determine what caused the blaze. Therefore, it would be impossible for them to blame the 16-year-old at the time. There are still prosecutors and such that recognize they can't do a retrial, And clearly, while they're not significantly outlining the deal that Mr. Taylor took, because certainly they couldn't admit to their complete wrong. Prosecutors in Arizona are still saying, are still insisting that Taylor is guilty, but they acknowledge that gaining a conviction at a new trial would be at best dicey. It says here, Pima County authorities say Taylor was arrested with 5 boxes of matches and told numerous lies as he was questioned by investigators. Whatever. So now you're going to tell me that a box, he had 5 boxes of matches. So clearly he couldn't have said, I mean, it's almost lunacy. But again, here's the deal. Beyond all of that, this man, 40 years later, he said he had opportunities to escape from prison. But he said, I'm not going to, because I didn't do anything wrong. And surely he didn't have a crystal clear record in jail. But when you are 16 and you are sent to prison, you understand? You got to do what you got to do to survive. And as far as this man knew, he might have been in there for life. He was a child when he went in. And certainly, there is no way in the world that he has not been damaged, given the way that our current penal system works. It doesn't rehabilitate anyone. And clearly he had been given life in prison. So there was no room for rehabilitation. At least that was not what was being presented to him. And, you know, he said, you grow up with a lot of bad habits. How could you not? Again, I have to give mad love to Mr. Taylor, because he is not interested in beating a dead horse with regard to the race issue. He says he is trying to take his time to transcend back into society upon his release. He went on a hike this week and to In-N-Out Burger and then made himself breakfast on Wednesday morning. Despite, you know, again, the concept that there was injustice I don't know. I sit and I stutter because I don't know that I could do that. Apparently there was the no contest pleas allowed Taylor to neither dispute the charges against him nor admit guilt. And he also gave up the right to seek a new trial. So I'm not really sure what that is, you know, dispute the charges against him nor admit guilt. Again, I know what no contest means. I didn't realize it meant something like this. One of the last statements that Mr. Taylor made at his press conference was, I'm going to try to do the best I can. I can't look back. I just thank God that I'm free. And certainly one would have to simply just do that, to thank God that you are free. And I would ask all of us to send healing energy to Mr. Taylor, because I mean, he said he was trying to use what he called an Apple telephone, because he don't know nothing about no iPhone. You know, he doesn't know nothing about nothing. He says he still misses 8 tracks, because that's how young he was when he began his life in prison. And I don't know. I certainly can understand that he is ready to start living anew. But that's got to be a lot of PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome there. And so we wish him all of the courage and strength that it will require of him to transcend and to try and reconnect with the world as it is, because it is certainly not the world that he knew. So to me, this is like celebrating a revelation, and by that I mean celebrating the fact that the truth of this matter was revealed. and that you cannot call something arson if there are no accelerants or anything of that nature by which you to provide. There are no fingerprints. There is not this. There is not that. And yet you can give a 16-year-old boy life in prison. Wow. Anyway, this is a man now, and he is free. So I celebrate that. I thank the Arizona Justice Project and all of the individuals who have stood by Mr. Taylor. This is a wonderful, inspirational story. And to all of those justice projects throughout the United States, good work. I'm certain that you all do not get all of the heart and love that you should. That's, I'm certain, not the way or not the reason that you do it, but know that you are appreciated, bar none, absolutely. All right, my dears, we're going to take one more pause for the cause. And when we come back, we are going to be playing the second track, or actually, no, a second release track. It's not the second track on the CD. And this one is indeed dedicated to my dundun. So we'll be back in, well, actually, this is how we're going to do it. We'll play a couple commercials. And then before you hear my voice again, you will be listening to Mango and Me from Full Moon Madness. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but the meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Alrighty then, it occurs to me that we uploaded the wrong. We uploaded the track alone, but we're going to go ahead and see if we can work on that technical difficulty. In the interim, I do believe that I have Ava Rhodes on hold with me, and so we're going to go ahead. This is Ava of Passion for Pops. We're going to invite her on the show. Hello, hello. Ava, dear, is that you?
Yes, this is me.
Happy Friday to you.
Yes, to you as well.
Ava's a little tenuous about being on the air live. You can't do anything wrong here. We were talking about Passion for Paws in an earlier segment, and just really so excited that we get to participate with you and love the idea. Anything you'd like to say or share with anybody out there right now, Ava?
Okay, well, sure. One thing that we're really looking to find are volunteer, we call them foster care volunteers, who will provide a temporary home for dogs and cats that we rescue.
Right.
Because there are so many thousands of them that need to be rescued.
Right, right. Excellent. And I did mention that earlier, that we are looking for foster homes, and usually what does that entail, so people have a better sense of that? Is a week or two, or what actually mm-hmm. would they need in order to mm-hmm. be the proper type of foster home, Ava?
Okay, well, it could be a couple days or a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the people. It just gives us time to find permanent homes, and we always give the foster care person sort of an option if they fall in love with a pet and they want to adopt them. And they're all different kinds. I mean, people who have mobile homes, or people
right,
who have fenced
right.
yards or not fenced yards. We just try to match people with the type of pet that would be best
gotcha.
Suited.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because if it's a toy, if it's a little poodle or something like that, an apartment is fine then, right?
Right.
If they,
right.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that everyone doesn't think that you need to have, you know, like a quarter acre backyard or anything
right,
like that.
Right, right. We're buying time. We're trying to
right.
find time, because to screen, or like for a permanent home, it takes us time to visit homes. And in the meantime, we want a nice, friendly place for the animals to, they come from the shelters and they're stressed out, just to have a nice, friendly home where
right.
they can be cared for.
Now, does that mean, is it then okay if the individual or family that wants to foster, if they already have cats or dogs in the premises?
Well, we would sort of match people with the right kind of dog or cat. Some people don't have any, and then we would put a certain kind of pets with them, or some people have cats and dogs, so we have to make sure they would get along with the
right.
pets that they have. So we ask questions, and we try to make the right match.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm asking. I mean, my little Cece is, well, she's not so little, but she's a great, she's a red tick coonhound. She's a rescue. And I don't know, we may be deciding that we want to put ourselves in the foster care vibration for maybe something a little bit smaller that would get on with. She's still a puppy. She's 15 months old. And so you heard, maybe it's just a week. It's really to kind of be helpful to make sure that the dog is getting some good love.
Right.
And feel safe. And I get that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just sometimes it also it helps orient them and help them get ready for their forever home.
Right, right. So you all, either you can contact Ava at the website. We've got it up on the page. We're also
great.
Constructing a direct link to Passion for Paws. And so, or you all can hit me up here at Conversations with Cleo if you're interested, or on Twitter, drop me an email. There's 5 different ways for you all to get a hold of me if you are indeed interested in helping Passion for Paws with foster care or any of the other things that we listed at the top of the show. Ava is really quite a brave soul, and I applaud her courage and her identifying the need and then satisfying it. And again, I am on a mission to get as many people involved with this locally as possible. You and I actually know someone mutually, Jackie Bracca from Pet Junction.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jackie's like, oh, yeah, I met Ava. And I was like, that's fabulous. We just saw each other last weekend. So I had already intended to bring her in on it as well. So it's a wonderful thing. And so we all, just so my listeners know, this is our community. We all live in this community, and it's a wonderful thing that we can start to network and realize that we can really effectuate change. We actually, it's not about pie in the sky. You can make it happen. It's just about starting and then doing it and then getting it done.
That's absolutely true. And we always say the only thing that limits the amount of dogs and cats that we can rescue is funds and homes. So by opening a home to an animal, you can save a life, because that's all we need. We're buying time, and we get a list of animals that need to be rescued. The ones that we get have usually been rejected
right.
from adoption. Maybe they're too young, or they're too old, or they're scared, they're timid. And then animal
right.
control, Palm Beach County Animal Control, will give us a list, a couple every week, and then we rescue them, because that's their only option, is for a rescue group to rescue them. And they're just wonderful. They're all breeds, all different kinds, and we love to match them with the right person, of course, the right size dog. And if you like cats, or if you like little or big, we have so much to choose from. And sometimes we have people who are in a bad situation. They have to move right away, or even incarcerated or hospitalized, and they need to find new homes for their animals.
Right.
And that's also, we get calls from the community, distress calls. So there's all kinds of ways the animals find their way. And we don't have a shelter facility, so we rely on a network of foster care providers, private homes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I applaud you. Can I just ask quickly, when you decided to do this, Ava, what was your inspiration?
Okay. Well, I was volunteering at Palm Beach County Animal Control, and they do a good job. And they get so many animals, maybe 18,000 come through there a year. And there are just so few spots. And so I was taking photographs to help them get adopted. That would go on the website, which people,
right,
the viewers, can actually go to Animal Care and Control. There's something called a snap, and they can look at the animals that are available for adoption. So I was taking pictures, and then it made me so sad, because sometimes I would take pictures and I would come back to the kennel and the animal would be gone. It'd been euthanized.
Oh, no.
And that made me so sad. I saw all the people coming and dropping off their animals, and sometimes I would say, you know, this is a last resort. You know, that's hard. The cats have a real hard time getting adopted, or the pit bulls. And then I would get in trouble, because I'm not supposed to, like, urge people. Because there's this thing that says that if people don't bring them, they might abandon them on the street. And so you don't want to discourage people from bringing them to the animal shelter. I get that. But it should be the last resort. Because there just aren't enough spots there.
Right.
Maybe 60, 100 come in each day. So you can imagine the only way you can make room is you have to euthanize a certain number a week. So that was when I said, you know what, I think a lot of people would keep their animals if they had someone to call who could help them with pet food and other emergencies. And most of the people who contact me, it's just once in a while. It's short-term emergency assistance.
Right.
Because we couldn't afford to help everybody feed their pets, you know, thousands, 100,000 people. We prioritize the worst cases, you know, people, someone's lost their job and they have a huge electric bill and they have five dogs. So we can get the food to them, and that helps them over their rough patch. So that's the idea. We always say, like, keeping pets in their forever homes. This is a group we like to help people who have the pets.
Right. So you help before it becomes a problem, which is amazing, or before it becomes crisis level, rather.
Right, because we feel that sometimes people are in crisis and they make a quick decision, and once you give your animal away, you can't get them back. And if it doesn't, animal doesn't get picked for adoption, because they're selected, they're going to be euthanized. I mean, many cases. So that's why sometimes people change their mind and they go back and their animal has been already euthanized.
And they
feel terrible. You see them crying and it's like, oh, my gosh. But that's the rules. When you give them away, you can't get them back. So we like to be a safety net, or we call it like option of last resort. So we're going to help you come up with ways to keep your animal to get through the hard times. And then things often get better.
Right.
And you're so happy you kept your animal. Some people,
absolutely,
it's their only friend. Or
absolutely.
It's like, yeah, so that's the idea. And there are other rescue groups who are very good. There's just so many. I mean, 18,000 pets need
home. No, there are so many. And
so many.
I love that. And, you know, we support many rescue groups. We try and give it much love. But like I said, your story just kind of touched me very personally. And I had not thought about even the perspective that you had taken. And I, as I said earlier, many of my friends had neither. So we're really excited about this. We definitely help all of the rescues that we can. Baby from Second Chance Puppies and Kittens.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
They're wonderful. Still work with Riverbridge Animal Hospital. That's our vet hospital. So we're just committed to the whole issue, but I really thought that the way that you were approaching this was very key, and it was something that we just had not thought about.
So I
want to thank you and wish you an amazing Friday. I will see you tomorrow, Ava. I'm going to get that on with the show. Thank you so much, and we'll be having you back. And, folks, we are so excited. So get ready, get active, and get busy, and let's put some things together here. If you can be a foster home, hit us up, either Passion for Paws or Conversations with Cleo. If you want to start your own food drive, hit me up. We'll let you know how to do that. And again, you can always visit the website, www.passionforpaws.org, and make a donation directly.
One thing I'd like to say is we love to know who wants to adopt out there, too.
Absolutely.
So those two go together. Thank you.
Thank you, Ava. Have a great weekend now, dear.
Okay, bye.
All right, my darlings. Now, that was such a great conversation. I'm so glad that Ava had a chance to call in the show. I do need to give some love out to Pride of the Treasure Coast, which is this weekend. It is the 9th annual Pride Fest 2013. So come on out. Celebrate on Sunday, April the 7th, from 12 noon to 6 p.m. at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center, located at US 1 and Walton Road in Port St. Lucie. So go ahead and come on out, check it out. We've got some interesting things going on. This event is also being sponsored by PNC Bank, Rebar, Bottoms Up Beverage, Justin's Salon and Day Spa, and the Peterson Family Foundation, and Don V. Gilmore Photography. So some wonderful businesses, some wonderful individuals out there that are showing their support for the Rainbow and all of us who are part and member of this community. Port St. Lucie is probably a good, I don't know, an hour or so north of me. I certainly am going to do my level best to get that way on Sunday. We do have a lot of things going on down here in Lake Worth as well, but I'm a big girl, so I'm going to try and spread it around, Kari. Kari Fister, who is large and in charge and very active, not in charge, I was, but very active and on top of the game there at Pride at the Treasure Coast. I hear that he is home, not feeling too well. So we're sending out some healing energy and some loving energy to Kari Fister from Pride of the Treasure Coast, and hoping that he is quickly feeling better and coming around and doing that. Come the weekend, he will have a bit more energy because I know he's got to be out there on Sunday doing his thing. So, Kari, here's an old school one. You know, if you think it's kind of like a bug or a virus or something like that, what I want you to do is go and cut a yellow onion, you understand? And cut the yellow onion in half. Put one on either side of your nightstand. If there's any virus in your room or in your body, that gonna pull it out. And then if you have a chance, take a good, nice shot of white rum, a little garlic, and some hot sauce. And no weak hot sauce. I mean real hot sauce. If you have a jalapeno in the refrigerator, cut up a slice and throw it into your rum and garlic tincture. Yeah, I know it sounds rough. It works. All right, my dears. I was so hoping to be able to fix the technical difficulty that we have been having with loading up this, but we have not been able to do that. So as soon as life moves through next week, I promise I will have all things under control and you will be able to hear Mango and me. Hey, don't forget to check me out tonight, 8:30, live on Haitian All-Stars in Manhattan, New York, coming to you from Miss Lily. So check me out. I'm going to be there chatting with Hard Hitting Harry Nitrocid in one shot about all of the new stuff that's going on, the CD and the movie. So don't miss out. I hope you all be safe and have a wonderful weekend. Wherever you're at on the planet, make sure you take care of yourself and someone else. Peace.